Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamidi.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Youth Station. A very warm welcome to yet another episode. I'm your host, Zainab, and I have with me...
Asma, yes.
My favorite co-host.
I'm so happy to be here with you once
same
more.
Here.
It's always a pleasure, actually.
Yeah, same
to
here.
To share the table with you.
Same here, same here. So Asma, when we actually start talking about the Holy Book of Quran, when we open it... And the opening surah, the surah Fatiha, or also called Saba Masani, or has many other names, or it's called the summary of whole Quran. And, you know, in this surah, we have one of the verses wherein we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually teaches us how to make dua, how to actually, you know, start talking to Him.
Yeah.
It's not just like, I want to talk to Allah, and I will just say, oh Allah, give me this and that and that and that. He actually says, first of all, seek help in my name. So when we go actually through the grammatical analysis of the verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bay in itself means seeking help from the name of Allah. Isma Allah, you know, the name of Allah. So I seek help in the name of Allah, who is kind, who is generous, who is
merciful.
Yeah. So then we have one of the very beautiful things in this surah, and that is, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, show me the righteous path. And then Allah again answers in the very next page in Surah Baqarah, He says, Zalika al-kitabu la rayba fihi hudan lil-muttaqeen. This is a book without a doubt, a guidance for the righteous, the pious, or those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, Allah is teaching us when you want to seek guidance, when you want to seek a right path, refer to my book.
Yeah, that is going to show you the way in order not to go astray.
Yeah, so this is, he's actually answering the question in a very, you know, when you seek help, he's again guiding you. Hudan lil muttaqin is what? What is the guidance for the muttaqin? What is the guidance for the righteous people?
It means that there is an instruction book for you out there.
Yeah, and he answers it very fast on the very next page.
So Zainab, you're saying that if we put this book in front of ourselves as a mirror, as a model, then we're going to live a prosperous life.
We are definitely for sure, but I am trying to say actually, we always say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show me the right path, and then we are moving like blind, and we are waiting for some miracle to happen.
Groping in the dark.
Allah will tell you, okay, that's the path, go on that path. No, that's not going to happen. He's answering on the very next page, refer to my book.
Yeah.
Everything is in the book.
You have to go and have some efforts and contemplation upon the verses in that book in order to get what is the true path and how you can achieve it and attain it.
All the paths are written out there in the book.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything that caught your attention, that actually taught you something that was very different from that no other thing could teach you, actually. Because there are parents, there are societies.
Yeah.
There are
different online
cultures,
courses.
There are different online courses. There are so many. There are teachers, there are guides,
there are books and
who
many
would
things.
Teach you this is good and this is bad. Mm-hmm. But was there something striking in your life about Quran?
And there's something very much interesting, Zainab. There are, as a literary person, as the one who's so much interested in literature, I have read so much of novels and I have watched so much of movies. But the interesting thing is that when you read a book once, you can never go back ever once more.
To read the boring book again.
It is not boring, you know. You know the whole story. And now you can go for the quotes that you have highlighted there. But you cannot go through it once more. Twice, three times.
It's very interesting. You know the language.
Yeah.
You understand things. And
fully.
It's something of your interest.
There's nothing hidden in it.
Yeah. And now What about Quran?
And now, yeah, see the difference? We can, and the nice thing is that the more we read it, the more we go through different lines of it, we feel
every
more
time
attached.
Find something different.
Yeah, that makes it clear that this book is different and it has got a spirit. And they, as they say,
Allah
I don't
would
know.
Have never challenged, like, get one surah like this.
Yeah, yeah. And we have it in our narration that God himself said that when you pray, when you use your own language to get connected to Allah, it's you talking to him. But when you read the verses of the Holy Book of Quran, it's Allah talking to you.
Wow.
And it's very interesting.
Wow.
That feeling that you get in your hard times, in the dark days of your life, in the rainy days, when you think that, okay, he has forgotten about me and he is not close to listen to whatever I am saying to him. Just thinking about this matter and definitely going through the lines of this book, it would make it more even clearer for you that he is near you and he is listening to you and he actually is responding to your questions.
Exactly. Let's yeah. put it here and go for a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
Indeed, this Quran guides to that which is most suitable and gives good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a great reward.
Station. This is Zainab with
Asma. It's your service.
How Quran changed our lives, or how it has impacted our lives. So
yeah, yeah. And we were talking about how interesting is the fact that going through different chapters of this book is something that will never tire you out.
You always learn something new. It always adds to your knowledge. As a leader of revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei also says that. We are very good in Quran. We are good in memorization. We are good in reading it. We are good in tartil, and we're good in actually, you know, doing so many things. But we are lacking behind in contemplation.
Yeah, which is, I guess, the most important one.
Yeah, because you gotta know why this particular verse is in this chapter. Why not in any other chapter? And what is the relation between the verses?
But you know what, Zainab? I would say something else. Sometimes when we think about something being done in the most and the best way, and the most perfect and the best way, we would put it off. You know what I mean? I mean that if I think, okay, I have to go and learn how to read perfectly like this skilled readers of the Holy Book who recite that with the special formats that is called tartil. If I think that I have to go and read the Holy Book only in this case and only in the case that I contemplate for each and every line of this book, then there is this chance that I may not go for reading it at all. While we know that even reading the book and going through the appearance...
I actually disagree because when you start with contemplation, when you first start with reading mm-hmm. and then you go for translation and then you go for contemplation is not something that comes at the very beginning. So you first got to learn reading.
Then
you learn translations, and when you get contemplation meaning, then you love to go through those verses again.
Yeah, I agree, but there's this thing that I wanted also to say, and it's about this modern life and how busy we are, and sometimes we don't even get the chance to read a verse of this book in daily, you know what I mean?
I think it's all about action. It's not about something printed on the paper. As long as this is not affecting your actions, it's not putting you into action, I don't think you're reading Quran. Even if you're reciting it each day in the morning, but you're doing something else, it's not changing your actions, it's not changing your life, then I don't think it is much fun in reciting it. You know, you take a basket, that's dirty, okay? And you go and fill water in it. What will happen? Will you ever be able to fill a basket with water? No. Because a basket is basket. The water will leak from all sides. But at least...
the Holy Book is different. No. We have it in our narration.
Imam Ali al-Islam is saying that. What I'm trying to say is that the dirtness of the basket will at least get cleaned when you go and actually try to bring water every day. But the actual meaning... what makes meaning is that getting water into it. And you won't be able to get water until and unless you actually take some other
vessel. So that's very true. Yeah.
So yeah, it's all about your capacities. And there are so many different things that you learn, you get to know. Like I realized the importance of time going through Surah Asr. I realized how bad jealousy is that women have going through Surah Falaq. I realized a lot of things. And I'll say how. After a short break, what do you say?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, this is Youth Station. We are talking about the Holy Book of Quran and how it has changed our life. We actually went through too much of points. And right now, I would love to ask you, Zainab. You said that it had made some changes into your life. Tell us about those changes.
It's very easy to say that pin hopes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only and not on people. But in practice, it's really, really difficult. So I used to have hopes from people and I used to expect actually. And then I would wait for the consequences. And again, the consequences would come negative until this worse actually struck me, which we recite each and every day, and not only once, not only twice, as many as times.
Which is?
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ.
Yeah.
We worship only you and we only ask you for help. So when we are saying to him, we only ask you for help, what should I expect one or every third person to do something for me? Seek help from you, but I am seeking help in my heart from so many other people around me with my expectations, not directly like just telling them, but these expectations means that I am expecting help from you in a certain case, in a certain manner, you know. This is one, like not to expect from people, because expecting is something that's very, very difficult to control.
And pin all your hopes on Allah himself.
Yeah, it's very difficult that you do something for people and then you don't.
And Zainab, there's also another verse which is so interesting. I don't remember the exact number of the verse, but somewhere in this Maholah book, there is this verse that says, if God backs you up, if he supports you, then there is no single one in this world who could drag you down.
Exactly.
And this is very nice and full of hopes, and it gives you such a pride,
back,
you know?
A back, a support that you have someone.
You feel like he would never let you down. He would never let you alone on your own self.
There's,
you know,
again a very similar thing that, to what you said. It's in the verse 2 and 3 of Surah Talaq, which says so many things. But the point that I want to mention over here is the towards the end of the verses, which is that if you only practice taqwa, which is you carry out the wajibat, the obligatories, and stay away from the muharramat, which is stay away from the forbidden things. So if you do this, this is practicing taqwa, to carry out the obligatory and just stay away from the forbidden. Yeah. If you do this, just this, see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how kareem, how nice,
generous,
how merciful, how generous he is. He's saying, if you just do this, I will send you from the ways you have never expected.
Yeah, I will give you blessings from the way you would never expect them. When you pin all your hopes on Allah, he would back
whatever
you up.
Whatever he says, it's all true. Just believe in it. Yeah. It's just believe in it, like all the verses.
It's all about the assurance in your heart. And right now, our time is finished for today's episode. It was such an interesting session with you, Zainab. I hope all the audience enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, and I would suggest audiences to go for contemplation as well after translations.
Yeah, that would be so good. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for staying with us.
You are listening to Youth Station from IRIP English Radio. Until another session,
I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.